Hey, this is MuckDog from themoneygoround.com. It is Monday, March 26th, 2012. This is audio boon number 155. Well, today is one of those days, up, all day long, party time. And it's Monday too, right? The reason du jour, Ben Bernanke, Helicopter Ben, said that, hey, he's not against more stimulus, more money out the system if the jobs data continues to be weak. So I think that's kind of the opposite compared to the message that we got last week, that the Fed was pretty much done with stimulus. I remember, was it the Dallas Fed Chief Fisher said that, hey, it was time to show some fiscal discipline. But apparently, Monday, a new attitude from Bernanke, although maybe that's been his attitude all along. But last week, it sure seemed different, right? It sure seemed like he was open to just calling it quits on stimulus. Anyways, the Dow was up 160 points today to 13,241. NASDAQ up 54, 3,122. The S&P up 19 and back over 1,400. So I don't know if you follow the Stock Trader's Almanac or been reading about the last week of March, the last week of the quarter, but you know, basically, the last week of March has been weak 70% of the time since 1992, with the average pullback of 1.5%. Swing and a miss so far, right? Because Monday, pretty good day. Now consider how much down the market needs to be in order to come to the average of 1.5%. I mean, we'd have to have a big sell-off the rest of the week, right? So 70% of the time, the last week of March has been down. But take the inverse of that, 30%. 30% of the time it's been up. And if you hit 30% in baseball, you're an all-star. You're a Hall of Famer. I know, I'm mixing my metaphors with baseball and the stock market, right? Because you want to be right more than you're wrong in the stock market. There was only one stock in the Dow that was down today, Verizon. Verizon, and you think they'd be going up with all the iPad sales with Verizon LTE. I wonder how many people are actually buying that one. I'd bought it. Of course, I haven't activated my monthly charge on that one yet, but kind of interesting, right? You think that they'd be making money hands over fist, especially on the news that a lot of people were running over their data plan on that first weekend. So on that first weekend, they need more data. They need to spend more money. Unless everybody's getting an AT&T one. Oil was up back over $107 a barrel. And again, Ben Bernanke's comment. So when he made that kind of comment, you know, the dollar tanked, right? So oil goes up, but also you got North Korea, Iran, still in the headlines, still a lot of worry about that. Then also, I guess some news out this morning about Germany, maybe their data isn't as bad as they thought it was going to be. So, you know, maybe more oil demand out of Europe as well. 10-year bond, 2.25%, coming down off the ledge from last week when everybody thought it was going to go to 1,000,000%. Gold back up again on the weaker dollar, because with Ben Bernanke saying, hey, he's going to add more cash into the system. Gold up $27, $1,689. That's a big move, 1.65%. So get this, the S&P 500 is on track for the best quarter since 1998. Those are some good times, right? Of course, remember in 1998 we had a big summer correction? It was like almost 20%. It was arguing. There was some argument whether or not that was a bear market or not, 1998. Anyways, the S&P 500 has only had back-to-back gains of 10% or more in the fourth quarter and first quarter back-to-back in one other time. One other time has done that. So this would be the second time ever. Of course, we still have a few days to go this month. But what's the S&P up now, over 12% for the year? The VIX down over 9% today. We haven't seen this level in the VIX since April of 2010 and 11, both those two times. And those are both good times to take profits in stocks, right? Just saying. Nobody's talking about that, though. Well, not too many people. There are folks out there that are talking about a correction. And I've mentioned it because in my portfolio, you know, basically I have the same allocation that I've had for a while now, which is, well, at least for a few weeks. I have some cash. I've rotated out of high beta into low beta. But with the cash, I've been playing in and out of some biotech names, just add a little spice to the dullness of 0% interest rates on cash. So, and those have been going actually okay. So I don't know if that indicates froth in the market or one of these times that's going to end up bad for me. I don't know. We'll see. I didn't see much happening after hours in the market. I don't know. Maybe there is. I just missed it. Looked kind of boring. In the news, companies in the news anyways. The Hunger Games, right? I think I was the only person in America not to see the Hunger Games this weekend. It was the third biggest movie debut in the history of the planet. Not including popcorn sales, $214 million. So Lionsgate was up 4.5% today. But we knew that going in. How come that wasn't priced in? Or was it? I haven't taken a look at the stock, but that's a big movie release, third in all time. So the other one's what? One of the Harry Potters and I think Batman, one of the Batman movies, right? I saw Safeway was down today over 3%, and the article said the reason was pension concerns. But I remember some stories over the news this weekend about the pink slime. Is Safeway one of the stores in the pink slime debacle with the meat? I don't know. But anyways, the down over 3% pension concerns is the reason, but I don't know. American Express also got some headline news today because they raised their dividend by 11%. Now, a lot of people love those dividend stocks that increase their dividend year after year. The dividend aristocrats. I don't know if that's the right word for it. But you know what I mean. The stocks that are paying more and more money back out to their shareholders. A lot of folks think that that's the only way to make money. Of course, the past 10, 12 years, that sector definitely outperformed the growth stocks. But you wonder if we're due for a reversal, right? Because if everybody's doing this one thing and you know if the tax laws change on dividends, there's some balls in the air on that. So you wonder how much longer that will go on. Because I was reading some articles about investors in general and where they're putting their money. And a lot of people are putting their money in dividend growth mutual funds and things like that. So I wonder if it's getting late in the game on that. I don't know. Anyways, every company seems to be raising their dividend these days. It seems like the popular thing to do. And that's right ahead of the 2013, January 1st, 2013, when, hey, the tax laws on that could change. Could go back to the way it was. Or even worse, if President Obama gets his way and wants to increase the dividend tax rate up to, what, 40% or more for the rich? And that's who tends to own these things, in addition to pension funds and hedge funds and that sort of thing. I also saw that healthcare stocks are at 11-year high. Isn't that kind of funny? When you consider that a lot of the news focus has been on healthcare and the government takeover of healthcare, yet these stocks are profiting like crazy, maybe because folks think these companies are going to make a lot of money because of government-run healthcare. I don't know. Speaking of, the Supreme Court is going to hear arguments on Obamacare. Actually, they started today. And they said they're not going to kick the can down the road. I mean, there's been some talk that they can't actually do anything until the law takes effect in 2014, but they indicated today that, nope, they're going to make some kind of decision. So they've got 3 days of hearing. Today was day one, so we'll see how that goes, right? I mean, I guess I have to talk a little bit about Trayvon Martin, George Zimmerman, Sanford, Florida, the whole tragedy down there where Trayvon got shot. And the reason I hadn't said anything is I don't know enough about it. There's been a lot of people out there talking about it, and there's been a lot of marches and protests and people coming down on this side or that side, and I'm not going to do it because I don't know the facts. I mean, it's just a tragedy that somebody died. I mean, I like to see these outcomes where nobody dies. You know, they just throw fists back and forth and or hurl insults at each other and call it that. I don't know why somebody had to shoot somebody, but we'll see how it goes. We'll see what happens in the investigation. I was reading today that, you know, maybe Zimmerman was getting pummeled by Trayvon. And if that's the case, gosh, you hate to think it would come down to shooting him, but you never know. I wasn't there. I wasn't there, but it's just tragic. I hate to see people lose their life for something stupid. And it probably was something stupid. Another thing I saw in the news today is the Saints, right? They lost their head coach, Sean Payton, for the year, and some other coaches. Who's going to coach the Saints? There's been talk about Bill Parcells. You know, why not Jimmy Johnson? Why not John Gruden? Why not Tony Dungy? Why not Bill Cowher? You know, just hire one of those guys, just for a year. You get Drew Brees and that offense. Good luck. Go for it. I'd take that gig. Why not me? Just throw the ball. That's my offensive plan, and it's going to be interesting to see what they do for this year. And I wonder, I didn't look at their Super Bowl odds before and after the suspensions, but, you know, what the heck, if their odds have gone up to the moon because this is seen as a derailment, imagine if they do bring in Tony Dungy or something like that. I mean, I doubt it would be him, but you know what I mean. Somebody, some big name that has a history of winning, you know, it's like, hey, just run your playbook, you know, and but we'll see, too, on the player suspensions, right? They haven't been announced yet, so we'll see if that happens. I saw an article today about chocolate. It said, eat chocolate, lose weight. Hey, cocoa's a vegetable, right? So if you eat chocolate, you're eating your vegetables. Anyways, they say that the composition of calories is more important than counting calories. And I can say that as a semi-vegetarian. There's no such thing as a semi-vegetarian. But as somebody who doesn't eat a lot of meat, I can say that I can eat chocolate and it doesn't seem to affect my weight. But if I eat chips, chips are the devil. So I don't know, maybe there's something to that. So I would tend to agree that that's been my experience. And heck, I love dark chocolate. Well, hey, that's it. It is Monday, the beginning of the week. I hope you're having a great one. See ya.